Vanderbilt political scientist John Hiskey says a vote-by-vote recount in Mexico's presidential election could be tedious, but it also could serve to convince doubting voters that it was a squeaky clean election.
We hope it will help bring legitimacy to the election of Felipe Calderon. It will give Mexico's election institution a chance to shine, if done properly.
López Obrador, who claims voter fraud, lost to Felipe Calderon by less than 1%. Obrador has not said if he will accept the decision of an electoral court, which must rule by August 31st.
I think if López Obrador chooses to not abide by the decision, the final decision of IFE, the acronym for the Federal Electoral Institute, then he risks losing more than he gains. I think his supporters at that point will have dwindled down to only the most disenfranchised or the most loyal supporters. I think most of the rest of the country will be very ready to move on.
Professor Hiskey recently visited a rural area near Guadalajara as part of his research on economic and political transitions in Mexico.
By and large, people there were very, very positive about the changes that have been made in their lives and in their town's development over the past 10, 20 years. They represent to me one of those areas of Mexico that have seen the progress that the country has made.
Hiskey notes that areas of Mexico that have seen much progress and increased prosperity are more likely to support Calderon, while those still suffering from poverty and not seeing much change the past 20 years are supporting Obrador. I'm Marie Dear Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.